اسمك تفضل شيخ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. My dear brothers, it's my pleasure to welcome you to another episode for Duas to Power Your Day. And we are in Quranic Duas number 35. And this is a very beautiful dua, another dua from the great prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, who is considered the role model for humankind. Ibrahim alayhi salam preached Tawheed, and he was persecuted by his own family and the people. They persecuted him and they gave him no freedom to practice his religion and preach his religion. So he was forced to leave. And he became an immigrant, going through different lands, finally settling one part of his family in Jerusalem, another in Mecca. While leaving the domain of kufr and disbelief and persecution and fitna, he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking him, trusting all of his affairs unto the Lord, unto his Lord. And he is returning to him in repentance for whatever sins he has committed. And he's also affirming that even as God is in charge of everything, only God has the power to protect, to save, and to preserve us, we must all return to him for the final reckoning and judgment. So here is a dua you and I must read. And that is why the Quran narrates these stories for us. This is not for entertainment. This is not for learning history. This is for us to inspire ourselves, uplift ourselves spiritually, and to take on, imbibe these values and teachings so that we transform our consciousness, our behavior, our attitude, our way of life. So read it with me, inshallah, and let's practice it. ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير Our Lord, in you alone do we trust, and unto you alone we turn in repentance. And unto you alone is the journey's end. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered the prayer of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Not only he settled his family peacefully in two places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him and his family, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a great reputation and name. His legacy is great, so much so that communities, Muslims, Christians, and Jews look up to him as a role model, as an imam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us to learn the lessons of the Quran and practice them. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum.